What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Friday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. I am your host, Matt Perrault. I am with you every single day, 365, including this morning. Where you get your audio podcasts, that's where you find the audio. Video, go to YouTube. Betting Pros YouTube channel is where you find us each and every single morning. This podcast is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. I appreciate every one of you who did send me receipts saying I went and I purchased the burger package from Omaha Steaks. I'm supporting the podcast. I thank you very much. That is much appreciated from each and every one of us here at Betting Pros, but in particular me, because that's how you show the support for the podcast. And I very much appreciate that. So thank you for doing that. Juice is the promo code. Burger package $89.99 with 24 burgers, unbelievable assortment of different cuts of meat, all ready to go for the summertime. Check it out. $89.99 at checkout with the code juice at omahasteaks.com. Okay. So I'm in an all sorts of way here tonight. If you know anything about me, so I have a soon to be 10-year-old daughter. My sister is 24 years old. So my sister, I first saw Taylor Swift when she was 16, opening up for Rascal Flatts. I took my sister to see Taylor Swift at the famous Rain Show at Gillette, front row at Gillette Stadium. This past March, I took my daughter to her first concert. She was 9 at the time. Actually, she was 8 at the time, turning 9, to her first concert to see Taylor Swift here in Vegas. It has been a generational thing. So when Taylor drops an album like she did last night, I'm on the West Coast. I get it at 9 o'clock. My kid was up. And it's very fun for me to experience music through my kid. I think some of you guys could probably relate to having children who love music as much as you do. Music has been a gigantic part of my life. It's why I talk into a microphone, not because I ever wanted to sing, but it was because I wanted to actually be in the media covering music. I wanted to work for WFNX in Boston. That's what I wanted to do. I went to school for it. And luckily for me, I decided against it because the music industry is a disaster and the radio world is nearly dead. So I am very happy at 47 that I did not do that. The universe was looking out for me, but I went in sports and then play-by-play wasn't my thing. If you guys don't know my resume, I was out of college. In college, I did 2 years of UMass women's basketball. My first job was the voice of Virginia women's basketball, doing pre and post game shows for football as well, for the Hoos, as they call it, in Virginia, in Charlottesville. Went to Alabama, where I became a talk radio personality. I was trained by the same person that started Sean Hannity. I went down there, got the same training as Sean, and then look, you know, he's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. But I've talked to Sean Hannity and Bill Donovan. If you guys know anything about radio, a guy named Bill D in Huntsville, Alabama, started the career of numerous people who came through and have all gone on to big things. And, you know, music is what caused me to want to talk into a microphone. So I've been to, I don't know, 400 shows in my life. I've seen every single genre you can think of. And I love going back and forth because I guarantee you there's somebody in that car right now listening to this podcast saying Matt's talking about Taylor Swift. This is annoying as hell. I guarantee it. So interesting. There's something about the male ego that really has a tough time with Taylor. I don't know what it is. It's like a check on them in some way that they need to say they hate her to make them feel bigger about themselves. It's very odd. I don't understand why that is. Why can't you just appreciate everything for what it is? Like somebody said to me tonight on Twitter, at 47, can you really relate to Taylor Swift's music? Actually, yeah. Because one, I'm a human, but two, Taylor's not doing like 1989, that album, type of pop music anymore. Folklore and Evermore are two of the best albums I've ever heard. I mean, talk about the pandemic. Folklore was the album of the pandemic. One album of the year, rightfully so, was best album of the year. And I mean, you want to talk about the songs I will talk about for the next 30 years? I'm going to go back and listen to that album and know exactly where I was when I heard it and know exactly what was going on. So tonight was fun. Tonight was texting with my kid and going back and forth and comparing different things that were going on. And she was listening and I was listening and just going through it and going online and seeing it. It's you know, it's an event. It's very cool. It's very, very cool that, she has that type of power on families, on people, and you can cross generational lines. My sister, my daughter, myself, all texting back and forth, all having conversations about Taylor at all times is very, very cool. So tonight was fun. Tonight was a fun night. I'm in a good mood from that. Okay. I'm going to do something I have never done before. I don't believe in this nonsense. Okay. Same game parlays are losers. All right. The sports books make the most money off of same game parlays. So for all of you that are doing same game parlays, just understand they're fun. Okay. A lot of things in life that are fun that are bad for you. Okay. But they're fun. Same game parlays fall right into that, like three wise men shot back to back to back. Like that's that category. You know, it might be fun to take three wise men, take a three shot, three wise men tour. It might be fun to do it. It's not good for your health. Okay. It's not good for your insides. It's not good for your stomach, not good for your liver, but you might do it because it's fun. Same game parlays are fun. I'm going to do a same game parlay today. Okay. Like stop the traffic. What are we doing? Sometimes I just got to switch it up. Like sometimes you just got to do something that's a completely horrible idea. It's going to lose. It's a plus 462 parlay. It's going to lose. Okay. But you guys like when I do this, you like when I go off the beaten path. I got two parlays for you. I have a baseball parlay and I have a same game parlay in the NBA, but we're going to start with Miami at home without Jimmy Butler. This is weird. Jimmy's not playing. He's hurt. He blew his knee out. And yet Miami's favored. It was 2.5. It's been bet down to 1.5. So the first move was on Chicago, not on Miami, but it hasn't moved since. I can't get over the fact that the books put the Heat as favorites, knowing the public was going to take Chicago. Like everyone's going to take the Bulls. No Jimmy Butler. Miami can't win, but Miami's at home and Miami's got the better coach. I can't get around this. I can't get my head around betting on the Bulls. I don't think they're very good. I know White went off. I get all that. This feels like a low scoring. I mean, the number is completely cratered from a total perspective. This number just keeps on going down, down, down. It's 205. Open at 210, 210 and a half, all the way down to 205. I don't mind taking the under 205. Okay. But it's so darn low. I feel like at some point you have to bet the over. I mean, it's an NBA game, 205. Like, what are we doing? But if the under's in play, Miami's in play. I mean, bottom line, if the under's in play, Miami wins the game. If we go over, the Bulls are going to win the game. Look, I can't get my head around this. It's 1.5. I'm laying it. Miami minus 1.5. I think they win. They get the 8 seed. They play Boston. I don't want them to play Boston, but Miami without Jimmy Butler against Boston is, you know, I compared it to the abominable snowman yesterday after it gets his teeth pulled, you know, Bumbles bounce. That's what the Miami Heat are. They're going to go to Boston and get bounced without the teeth. No, Jimmy's their teeth. That's bad news. And Boston wants revenge from last year. I kind of want Miami to win, to be honest with you. As a Celtics fan, I want Miami. Not that the Bulls would be harder, but I want Miami. Get some revenge on it. And Boston did that. They've had some revenge games this year, Golden State and whatnot. Big time chance for the Jays in Boston to get a W. Miami, lay the 1.5. 1.1 units. Heat, win the game. Cover 1.5 here for 1.1 units. All right. That's the second game of the night. The first game. No, sorry. That was the first game of the night. Sorry. Second game of the night. Sacramento at New Orleans. Here's your same game parlay. Plus 462. Okay. Number is Sacramento minus 1. Opened up with New Orleans minus 1.5. Zion out. Number flipped. Went to Sacramento. Total completely crashed. We're down to 210. Okay. Down to 210 on this total. 218.5 at open. It's now 210. All right. I think the home teams win here. First bet is Moneyline New Orleans. I think they played really hard at home. And in some ways, they've been better against the number without Zion. They know how to play without him. Like, he's been out so much. This is not like a shocker, okay, by any means. I think it's a team win. I think it's going to be a hard-fought win. And I think you're going to see a W. I'm not really in love with Sacramento. The Kings, they're down a couple of key components as well here in this game. I'm going to take the home team. Pelicans, W. Win. New Orleans, money line. Combined with the under 210 and one player prop. Brandon Ingram is hurt. He's not healthy. He was on the bench before Zion got hurt. He was on the bench in crunch time in the last play-in game. He's not good. He's not shooting. He's not going to the rim. Good wing defenders for the Sacramento Kings, and the total is 20.5. Shop around. There's 19.5s out there, but there's also 20.5s out there for Brandon Ingram points. Under Brandon Ingram, under 20.5 points. It's a plus 462 parlay. Moneyline Pelicans, under 210, under 20.5 Ingram's points here tonight. One unit, plus 462 parlay on it. I never bet in game. Or sorry, I never bet same game parlays. I do not believe in them. Why not? Okay. It's Friday. You guys like it. Let's do something fun. One more bet and one more parlay. The Cubs got rained out yesterday in their game, but same two pitchers are going here today, Miami and Chicago. So let's take that Chicago money line and let's keep it. Okay. But let's throw something at it. Let's add a play here. Let's go and take a look at the Phillies. And again, I am looking at different teams that I want to fade. And the White Sox are a team that I want to fade, and I want to fade them a lot. Trumbull against Crochet here. Number is 170 for the Philadelphia Phillies. Money line at home. Home team Phillies, home team Cubs. Fading the Marlins, fading the White Sox. The Rockies are at home. Okay. So we're not going to do anything with that. But Moneyline is plus 150 on Phillies Cubs. One unit, Phillies and Cubs, Moneyline parlay at plus 150. All right, just been one of these weeks. We were 2-0 yesterday, won a couple of units. We're up on the week. We're up last week. It's, you know, I like having fun. I like spicing it up a little bit here as we try to have some fun. NHL playoffs will start coming up on Saturday. We got hockey, we got basketball, we got baseball coming up. Those are going to be our three babies, our daddies here for the next couple of weeks. Okay. Yeah. I may dabble in golf once in a while, but I'm not playing the RBC Heritage, whatever the heck that tournament is going to be this weekend. I'm not playing that. Okay. The NFL draft's coming up next week. We'll probably have a play or two on that, even though I don't really like betting the draft. We'll have something on that, I'm sure, coming up for the draft. So we got some other things to throw at us, but those are going to be our three big ones here. Maybe a NASCAR bet or two coming later in the month or later in May. We'll have something like that to jump in with NASCAR. But Miami laying 1.5, 1.1 units. Same game parlay. New Orleans money line. Game goes under 210. Ingram under 20.5 points is a plus 462. Same game parlay. Phillies Cubs money line parlay at plus 150. We hit the same game parlay. We clear it off, right? Rest of the day doesn't matter. Win four units. We're all good. All right. Let's have some fun with that. Let's see if we can do with it on a Friday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.